Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Welcome to Shoals High School. This is Jeff Doyle bringing you Lady Vikings basketball coverage as tonight the Lady Vikings travel to Shoals to take on the Shoals Jugrocks. Bar Reeve comes in with a 5-11 record, and Shoals Varsity comes in with a 2-15 record. We are getting ready for the Pledge of Allegiance, so we will be back to Shoals High School in 2 minutes for Bar Reeve Lady Girls Basketball. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruritan Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruritanclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruritan Club.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Welcome back to Shoals High School, where Bar Reeve Lady Vikings are getting ready to take on the Shoals Lady Jugrocks. And tonight's prescription shop key to the game is going to be if the Lady Vikings can get their full court game going tonight, cause some turnovers. Bar Reeve sometimes in the half court offense sometimes has a hard time generating enough points. So I think if Bar Reeve can generate some turnovers, turn those into layups, I think we'll have a strong performance tonight. And that's your prescription shop key to the game. And we're getting ready for the tip, and the ball's up, and Rachel Wilson does not control the tip. Shoals Lady Jugrocks bring it down, and they'll bring it down to the left side. Number 10 setting up the offense. Fisher over to Smith. Smith gets it inside the paint to number 15, Hannah Davis. Davis will swing it to the left side over to Hattie Scott. Scott picks up her dribble. Barry's starting out in a man-to-man defense. They get it back outside to Witt. Witt reverses the ball, and there's number 21, Howe, with a shot. Her shot no good. Falls up, no good. Shoals with the rebound. Shot no good, and Rachel Wilson saves the ball to Mariah Bullock, and here come the Lady Vikings. Mariah Bullock passes up to Tracy Stahl. Stahl thought about a three-pointer, kicks it back out front. Scholes starting in a 2-3 zone. Ainscoe has the ball on the left wing, and they'll swing it around to Mariah Bullock. Mariah looking inside. She passes over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa probes the defense back over to Bullock. Barry being patient. Then Rachel Wilson with a 15-footer on the baseline, and that's up and good for the first 2 points of the game for Rachel Wilson. Barry starts in a 1-2-2 full court press. Scholes is able to break it. And Scholes drives baseline, and there's 32. Maggie Shaw, she's going to be called for steps, and the ball will be turned over to Barry. Minute and a half in, Barry leads 2-0. Scholes is going to start in a 2-2-1 full court press. Barry gets the ball into Ainscoe. She's going to dribble through the press, and they're going to get Addison Ainscoe with a charge, and that's a good call there. Addison stuck out her forearm. Official gets her for her first foul. So it looks like Barry's going to retreat back into a, looks like back to a man-to-man defense. And it's going to be number 10, Fisher, starting the offense for Scholes. She gets a high screen. She's going to reverse the ball over to Howe. Howe inside looking for Scholes. Ball's knocked away, but Scholes able to recover. Ainscoe knocks it away. Loose ball for it. And Tracy Stahl comes up with it, but they're going to call over and back. And Barry coaches aren't real happy with that call. They're saying that Barry never had possession of the ball, established possession. But the official said that Barry did regain possession in the front court and then passed it to the back court. So it's going to be an over-back call. Scholes will get the ball back. Ball's knocked away by Tracy Stahl, but Scholes is able to come up with it. So advances ahead. Three-pointer is blocked by Melissa Wagler. And here comes Melissa Wagler on the dribble. Melissa brings it up, and she's going to kick it over to Mariah Bullock. Bullock holding the ball. She gets over to Rachel Wilson. She pumps fake, thought about a 15-footer. Scholes staying in this 3-2 zone. Ainscoe, skip pass over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa's going to back it out, restart the offense. Mariah gets it over to Addison Ainscoe. Over to Stahl. Stahl back over to the left wing. They get a cutting Addison Ainscoe, and they're going to call it on the floor. And, boy, Addison Ainscoe laid it in. It looked like she got fouled, maybe had a chance for a three-point play, but the official said no, it's on the floor. And so Barry will have it out underneath their own bucket. Melissa Wagler will enter the ball. Melissa gets down to Addison Ainscoe, and Addison is going to lay it in. Nice out-of-bounds design, 4-0 Barry. And Barry's going to force another turnover. It'll be Barry's ball. 3 minutes into the game, Barry leads it 4-0. Scholes is going to stay in this 3-2 zone. Melissa Wagler's going to bring it across the timeline. Melissa drives it over to the right side, kicks it up top to Addison Ainscoe. Lob down to Rich Wilson. She can't corral it. Melissa Wagler gets it. Her shot's no good. Scramble for the ball. Ainscoe picks it up. And Barry will reset. Mariah Bullock skips it over to Tracy Stahl. Her three-pointer is no good. And Scholes with the rebound. And they're going to advance it up to Alyssa Howe, and she's going to have the ball go through her hands, and it's going to be Barry basketball. Ainscoe will take the ball out of bounds for Barry. She's going to get into Bullock at full-court press for Scholes. Melissa Wagler on the right side. She skips it over to the front court to Mariah Bullock. Scholes will retreat back into their 3-2 zone. Rachel Wilson with a 15-footer. No good, but Tracy Stahl with the rebound. Stahl gets it back out top to Mariah Bullock. She'll skip it over to Wagler. Wagler down low to Rachel Wilson. Wilson powers it up. No good. Ainscoe had the rebound, but they're going to say it went off her. Scholes basketball. Barry's going to go to a 2-2-1 full-court press. Scholes throws it ahead, and they're going to throw it out of bounds. So this full-court pressure really causing the Lady Jugrock some issues. That's kind of what Barry wanted to do, speed up the pace of the game. The only thing that Barry hasn't been able to do is convert these turnovers into layups. So, but doing a good job nonetheless forcing turnovers. A lob play, a backdoor lob play, and that was Tracy Stahl to Addison Ainsco, and Ainsco lays it up, and that's 4 points for Addison Ainsco, 6-0 Bar Reeves. Scholes having trouble getting it across the timeline. They finally do break it, and it is Shaw with the ball. She gets it over to Fisher, and there is a shot put up by Witt, and Witt gets the first 2 points for Scholes, 6-2. Scholes will implement a 1-2-2 full-court press. Bar Reeves skips it across, and they break the press. Bar Reeves brings it down. Melissa Wagler thought about a three. She's going to let it fly. No good. Long rebound to Tracy Stahl. Stahl is going to be fouled. It's going to be Bar Reeves ball underneath the bucket. So 3:09 to go in the first quarter. Bar Reeves leads it 6-2. And the first sub coming into the game, Mackenzie Schwarzentripper checks in for Tracy Stahl. Good to see Tracy back out. She sat out a few games with injury, and now she's back. And I know Bar Eve is needing the depth, so that's good to have her back. And Addison Ainsco had it on the baseline, made the right move, but just got a little bit too big of a hurry and travels. Ball will be turned over to the Lady Rocks. Bar Eve's going to stay in a 2-2-1. Fisher picks up her dribble. She throws it down the middle of the court, and Witt couldn't come up with it. Melissa Wagler, however, can. She gets over to Mariah Bullock. She thought about a three-pointer. She gets it into Wilson. Wilson out to Wagler. Her three-pointer is up and good. She got the friendly roll at the front of the rim, 9-2, Bar Reeves. Bar Reeves quickly enters their 2-2-1, full-court pressure. Scholes does break it. Witt down the lane. She finds a wide open Alyssa Howe. Howe lays it in. It is 11-4. Scholes comes out in there. 1-2-2-1. Full court pressure. Bar Reeves has no problems breaking it. Bar Reeves will set up their offense. Down in the corner, Mackenzie Schwarzentripper, her three-pointers, no good. And Rachel Wilson saves it, but it goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Lady Rocks basketball with 2:04 to go in the first quarter. And I'll check that score. It's 9-4. Bar Reeves leads it. Scholes quickly throws it in the front court. Skip pass over to Witt and picked off by Melissa Wagler. Here comes Melissa on the run. She kicks it back out to Mariah Bullock. She thought about a three-pointer. She kicks it back out to Melissa Wagler. She'll drive in and she's going to draw a foul. She's going to have two shots. Nice little two-man game there between Mariah Bullock and Melissa Wagler. They both were driving the gaps of that zone defense, and Mariah was able to draw the defender, kicked it back out to Melissa Wagler, and she was able to get through that crease and draw the foul. Melissa up with the first free throw. It's up and no good off the front of the rim. Another sub in the game for Bar Reeves. Lindley Sheets checks in for Rachel Wilson. And Tracy Stahl is also going to come in, and Tracy's going to get Addison Ainsco. So one more free throw for Melissa Wagler. Melissa with 3 points on the night. She hit a three-pointer earlier in this quarter, looking for her fourth point, trying to extend this lead to 10-4. And the free throw is up, and that is no good. Lindley Sheets gets the ball. Lindley looking for somebody to throw it to, but she cannot find anybody, and it actually goes off Lindley out of bounds. Good hustle there by Lindley Sheets. 9-4, minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Scholes ball. Bar Reeves retreats into a 2-3 zone, and quickly down a three-pointer launched by Witt, and it's no good. Lindley Sheets with the rebound. Here comes Melissa Wagler. She's going to push it up. Melissa picks up her dribble over to Mariah Bullock. Mariah surveying the defense. Scholes staying in this 2-3 zone. Back over to the left key. They back off Mariah. Her three's no good. Lindley Sheets saves it, and it does go off of Scholes' defender. So good hustle there by Lindley. Lindley giving the Lady Vikings some good minutes here early. Melissa Wagler's going to take the ball out underneath Bar Reeves' bucket. 9-4, Bar Reeves leads it. Quickly inside to Lindley Sheets. She kicks it out to Mackenzie Schwarzentripper. Her shot's a little bit short, and it's going to go over to the Scholes, Lady Rock. Minute 06 to go in the first quarter. Bar Reeves leads it 9-4. Barry's going to stay in this 2-3 zone. They quickly throw it down low to number 32, Maggie Shaw, and that goes off of McKenzie Schwarzentrooper. So Shoals ball underneath their own bucket. Fisher takes the ball out. She gets it into Shaw. She thought about three-pointer, drives it in, gets contact. They're going to call a block, and that's going to first foul of the game for, or second foul of the game on Bar Reeves. Going to go on Lindley Sheets. So Maggie Shaw, the junior, is going to go to the line for two free throws. Her first free throw is up, and it is good. 9-5, Bar Eve leads it. A couple subs coming in. Ains Coe and Rachel Wilson come in for the Vikings. And Emma Hurt, the sophomore for Shoals, comes into the game. As Melissa Wagler and Mariah Block take a seat. Second free throw is also up and good. It's 9-6, Bar Eve. Ains Coe takes the ball out against this full court 2-2-1. Ains Coe breaks the pressure. Ains Coe kicks it ahead to Lindley Sheets. Lindley all by herself. She'll throw it in to Rachel Wilson. Rachel back out to Lindley. 15-footer for Lindley. Up no good. And Shoals rebounds it, and they're going to get Bar Eve on a foul. And I think they're going to get McKenzie Schwarzenegger, but that's going to be the third foul on the Lady Vikings. 9-6, Bar Eve leads it. 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Melissa Wagler checks into the game for Ains Coe. And maybe they got Ains Coe on that foul because Addison just had came in, so I think they got Addison on that. They're not displaying the fouls, so we'll see. Quickly down, Shoals Hurt takes the shot up, no good, but it's going to go off Lindley Sheets. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball's going to be out underneath Shoals' basket. And it's going to be Haley Fisher taking the ball out. She gets it into Maggie Shaw. Shaw gets it to Witt, and Witt's going to be called for an offensive foul. Said she had her forearm out. Nice defense there for the Lady Vikings. 17 seconds to go in the first quarter, an opportunity for Bar Reeve to get the last shot of the first quarter. And Mariah Block and Addison Ainsco will check into the game. McKenzie Schwarzentrooper and Lindley Sheets take a seat for Bar Reeve. So Bar Reeve really going to their bench early in this game, getting a lot of production for their bench. Addison Ainsco is going to trigger the ball in. Shoals is going to employ this 2-2-1 full court pressure. They get it into Bullock. Bullock back over to Ainsco. Down the middle of the court to Tracy Stahl. Gets it over to Rachel Wilson. We're down under 10 seconds. Swing it over to the right side to Melissa Wagler. Mariah Bullock. Tracy Stahl thought about it. We're down to 2 seconds inside to Ainsco. And she's going to draw a foul as the buzzer sounds. And they're going to award Ainsco two free throws. So Addison Ainsco is going to have two free throws. Nice work there as Tracy Stahl had the ball on the left wing, and she entered it into Ainsco, and she was able to draw a foul. Her first free throw is up and good. Addison Ainsco with her fifth point of the quarter. One more free throw for Addison. And her second free throw is up and good. So at the end of one quarter, the Bar Eve Lady Vikings lead the Shoals Lady Rocks 11-6. You're listening to 95.9 The General. Back to Shoals High School in 1 minute.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be
your
treated.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Shoals High School. We're getting ready for second quarter action. Bar Eve Lady Vikings lead 11-6. And Mariah Block will bring the ball up. Schultz is going to stay in a 3-2 zone. Lob play down to Ainsco. She grabs it, loses control. Her shot's no good, and they're going to get her for over the back. And I'm not sure if that's going to be number two on Ainsco or not. At pretty good play there for Bar Eve. They threw the backdoor play to Ainsco. She got the ball, but then just couldn't come down with it and then regained control. By that time, she was pushed out by, two or three more feet and a little bit more difficult a shot. And then she tried to regain her miss and went over the back. Schultz is able to break Bar Eve's pressure. Bar Eve's going to go to a man-to-man defense. Ball over to Shaw. Shaw gets it over to Fisher. Fisher being guarded by Mariah Bullock. Ball's tipped, but Schultz gets the ball back down to Witt. Fisher lays it up, no good. And they're going to get it over the back, and that's on number 42, Hattie Scott, the sophomore. That is the sixth team foul on the Lady Rocks, so no free throws just yet. 7:17 to go. In the second quarter, Bar Eve leads at 11-6. Ainsco triggers the ball in. She gets it in to Bullock, kicks it over to Melissa Wagler. And Ainsco's ball is going to be tipped, and it's going to be picked off by Shaw. Here comes Lady Rocks, and they have a layup. Just off is Haley Fisher. Couldn't get it to go. Here comes Mariah Bullock. And they're going to get Bullock for a double dribble. And they said that she had it on her hip, which I thought they were going to get her for palming, but they actually got it for a double dribble. Bari's going to set up in the 2-2-1. Schultz gets a person in the middle of the floor, breaks the press, but Tracy Stahl strips the ball, and here comes Ainsco. Ainsco is going to back it back out over to Stahl to Wagler. Wagler for three. Bingo! That's Melissa's second three-pointer on the night. That's 6 points for Melissa Wagler. Extends the Bar Eve lead to 14-6. Ball is knocked away. Tracy Stahl up ahead to Mariah Block, but it's knocked away. And Schultz is able to regain the ball. And here comes Emma Hurt. Hurt gets it over to Shaw. Shaw's 15-footer is up no good. Good box out by Mariah Bullock. Mariah gets over to Ainsco. Ainsco brings it down, penetrates the lane, kicks it out to Rachel Wilson. Wilson over to Wagler. Her 15-footer up and no good. Good box out there by Shaw. She gets it over to Fisher. Here come the Lady Rocks. 2 minutes into the second quarter, Bar Eve leads it 14-6. Ball into Maggie Shaw, and her pass is going to be stolen, but then recovered right back by Schultz. Hurt back inside to Howe. Her shot's up, no good. Wilson gets the rebound. She gets to Ainsco, kicks it ahead to Mariah Bullock. Her three-pointer is up and no good. And here comes the Lady Rocks as Howe breaks the full-court pressure. And they're going to get her for an over and back as Howe broke it into the front court and then threw it back to Fisher, but she was standing in the back court, so an over and back. Lindley Sheets into the action for the Lady Vikings. We have a timeout in the action. It's going to be a full timeout, and we're going to take a timeout as well. The Bar Eve Lady Vikings lead the Shoals Lady Rocks 14-6. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Welcome back to Shoals High School. As the Bar Eve Lady Vikings are leading the Shoals Lady Rocks 14-6 here, 5:24 to go in the second quarter. Barry gets the ball back inside. They'll get it to Lindley Sheets. He kicks it up on the left wing to Tracy Stahl. Stahl picks up her dribble. She'll get over to Mariah Bullock. Mariah on the dribble. She skips it over to Melissa Wagler. She dribbles down the lane. She's cut off. A little weave action for Barr Eve. Wilson backs it back out. Gets in the corner to Lindley Sheets. Lindley picks up her dribble. Looking down low for Wilson. Wilson will take a free throw line jumper up and good. And that's going to be the second bucket of the night for Rachel Wilson as Barr Eve extends the lead to 10 points. Quick shot there by Howe. Up, no good. Mariah Bullock gets the rebound. Here comes the Lady Vikings. Mariah all the way down the lane. She'll draw the foul. And she's going to go to the line for two shots. And Mariah Bullock will go to the line for two shots. Or no, they're actually going to say it was on the ground. They are going to give her two shots. Two shots for Mariah Bullock. First two free throws of the night for Mariah. No points tonight for her first point. First free throw is up in nothing but net. That extends the Barr Eve lead to 17-6. Right now, Barr Eve is on an 8-0 run as Shoals kept the lead to 9-6, and Barr Eve's been able to shut out Shoals for the last 8 minutes. Second free throw up and good for Mariah Bullock. 18-6, Barr Eve. Shoals brings it across. They get to Hurt. Shaw picks up her dribble. She's being defended by Lindley Sheets. Ball knocked away. Hurt regains possession. She's trapped down the baseline looking for somebody. She hits a cutting Howe. Up, her shot's up, no good. Rebound again by Howe, up, no good. And Melissa Wagler comes out of there with the rebound for Barr Eve. She quickly gets it up in the front court. Her runner down the lane, no good. She rebounds her own miss, kicks it to Lindley Sheets, and Lindley's going to be able to draw a foul. Great effort there by Melissa Wagler as she had a runner down the lane, came off a little hard. Melissa got the rebound, had a nice wraparound, one-handed, left-handed pass over to Lindley. Lindley drew the foul. She'll be at the line for two free throws. Lindley Sheets, her first free throw of the night. First one is up and nothing but net. Lindley Sheets gets her first point of the night as Barr Eve extends the lead to 19-6. 3:57 to go in the first half. Barr Eve leads it. Lindley steps to line for her second free throw. Lindley's came off the bench to give some good minutes tonight for Barr Eve. Her second free throw is up and a little bit long, and rebounds pulled down by Cassidy Witt. She quickly gets it up to Hurt. Hurt's jumper is no good. Rachel Wilson pulls down the rebound. She gets it off to Melissa Wagler. Wagler quickly into the front court. Lindley Sheets with a three-pointer off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Shaw. And here comes Fisher. Fisher picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Maggie Shaw. Shaw over to Howe. Her shot is up. No good. Loose ball, and we're going to have a tie-up, and it's going to stay with the Lady Rocks. 19-6, Barr Eve leads it, 3:24 to go in the first half. Ball will be underneath Shoals' own bucket. Shoals gets it into Witt. Witt on the dribble. Witt picks up her dribble, and it's knocked away by Mariah Bullock. Here comes Bullock on the run. She'll go down for the layup. Her shot's blocked, but they're going to get a foul, so Mariah Bullock's going to go back to the line. Nice defense there by Mariah Bullock. Came down under control, drew the foul, and Barry's really taking advantage in this quarter at the free throw line. Mariah Bullock will have two more free throws. She's 2-2 of the night. Mariah's first free throw is up and good. That extends the Barr Eve lead to 20-6, 3:12 to go in the first quarter. Mariah with 3 points. All 3 points come to the free throw line. Her second free throw is up in. That's also good. Rattles it home, 21-6. And Barr Eve is shutting out Shoals in the second quarter, 10-0. man-to-man defense for the Lady Vikings. They cause another turnover. Here comes Melissa Wagler. Melissa comes down, kicks it back out to Mariah Bullock for a three-pointer. Good. Nothing but net. What a pass there by Melissa Wagler. And Coach Tim Hawkins wants a timeout. And actually, that's Coach Tim Howe wants a timeout. Is it the lead extends to 24-6 as Mariah Bullock gets a free throw. We'll keep it here in the action. Mariah Bullock with 7 points. Scholes has yet to score here in the second quarter as Bar Eve has switched from a zone defense from the first quarter to a man-to-man, and Scholes is just having a hard time getting any good looks. 24-6 as Coach Tim Howe called the timeout. Got a little excited there. Tim Hawkins, as a lot of you fans know, a former Scholes basketball coach. Had several good years here for the Scholes boys basketball team. And we're back to action. Here come the Lady Rocks. And it's going to be stolen once again by Mariah Bullock. Mariah kicks it over to McKenzie Schwartzentrupper. Her layup is up and good. And Bar Eve's really getting out and running right now. Nice pass there by Mariah Bullock. McKenzie Schwartzentrupper did a great job running the floor. 26-6, 2:28 to go in the first half. Bar Eve really picking up their defensive pressure, and there's another turnover. Here comes Mariah Bullock. And Mariah kicks it over to Melissa Wagler. Scholes staying in this 2-3 zone. Back over to Mariah. Mariah kicks it back over to the right side to Melissa Wagler. Her runner is going to be short. Rebounded there by number 50, Ava Smith, the freshman. And here comes Maggie Scholes. She'll break the full court pressure by Bar Eve. Man-to-man defense for Bar Eve. There's a three-pointer by number 23, Cassie Witt, is off the mark, and it's going to go back over to the Lady Vikings. 26-6. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Mariah Bullock takes the ball out for the Lady Vikings, and she's going to bring it across the timeline. And it looks like Scholes is going to switch to a man-to-man defense. Melissa Wagler, she's going to initiate the offense. She's going to kick it over to the left side to Rachel Wilson. McKenzie Schwartzentrupper gets a high pick from Lindley Sheets, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Lindley Sheets as she extended her arm. And that's going to be Lindley's first foul of the game. 5 team fouls for the Lady Vikings. Minute 26 to go. Bar Eve leads it 26-6 over the Lady Rocks. Haley Fisher brings it across. She's being guarded by McKenzie Schwartzentrupper. She gets it over to Shaw. Back over to Fisher. Her shot's no good. And shot's up and no good. And Rachel Wilson clears it. Mariah Bullock brings it quickly down for the Lady Vikings. We're down to a minute. Lindley Sheets with the three-pointer up and good. So Lindley Sheets finds the range. That's 4 points for Lindley, and that extends the lead to 29-6. And there's another turnover as Melissa Wagler pokes it away. McKenzie Schwartzentrupper to Ryan Bullock with another three-pointer, and it's good. And it's raining three-pointers here in Scholes, Indiana, as Bar Eve extends the lead to 32-6. And that's Mariah's second three-pointer of the second quarter. She's got 10 points. And there's going to be a foul called on McKenzie Schwartzentrupper. It's going to be the 16th foul. Bar Eve leads it 32-6 over the Lady Rocks. 29 seconds to go in the first half. But the big stat in the second quarter, Bar Eve's outscored Scholes 21-0. They leave Scholes open. Her three-pointer's up. No good. And Mariah Bullock comes up with it. And Coach Graber is calling for one shot. Mariah brings it across the timeline. We're inside 20 seconds. She picks up her dribble. She kicks it over to McKenzie Schwartzentrupper. Rachel Wilson's going to take her man off the dribble. Over to Melissa Wagler. We're down under 10 seconds. Melissa gets it over to Mariah Bullock. Mariah in the lane. Her shot's up. No good. And that's going to end the first half on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. The Bar Eve Lady Vikings are leading the Scholes Lady Rocks 32-6, and we're going to keep it here. We're going to go ahead and go over the halftime stats here, and we're going to go over first for the Bar Eve Lady Vikings. They are led in scoring right now by Mariah Bullock. Mariah with 10 first-half points. She got her points on 2 3-pointers and then also was 4-4 from the free-throw line. Melissa Wagler. Melissa has 6 points in the first half. Melissa had 2 3-pointers. She was 0-2 of the line. Addison Ainsco with 5 first-half points, 2 2-point field goals, 1-2 of the line. Lindley Sheets, some great minutes off the bench. Lindley with a 3-pointer, 1-2 of the line, 4 points for Lindley Sheets. Rachel Wilson with a steady first half. Rachel had 4 points on 2 2-point field goals. For the Shoals Lady Rocks, Maggie Shaw was 2-2 of the line for her 2 points. Alyssa Howe had a field goal for 2 points, and Cassidy Witt also had a field goal for 2 points. Quarter scoring, Bar Eve led the Lady Rocks 11-6 after the first quarter, and then the second quarter saw Bar Eve outscore Shoals 21-0 for a 32-6 halftime advantage. So we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to 95.9 The General. Back to Shoals High School in 2 minutes.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Oden is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With 2 locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Oden. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
John Gear and Jeff Doyle back here at Shoals High School. It's halftime. The Bar Eve Lady Vikings well in control here on top 32-6. And, Jeff, since I'm on the second shift here today, obviously Bar Eve's came out and played well, and from what little bit I saw, it just looked like offensively they were in a pretty good rhythm, hitting some deep shots. So just kind of for maybe people who are just tuning in, kind of what's your overall thoughts on what you saw here in the first half from Lady Vikings?
Well, you know, the first quarter, Bar Eve got out and they did a lot of full court pressure. Couldn't turn over Shoals too much the first quarter. It was 11-6 after one, and actually it was 9-6. And Bar Eve actually scored the last 2 points the first quarter. And then second quarter, Bar Eve took off their full court pressure, and they went to a man-to-man defense, and they just just couldn't get any good looks. And not only could they not get good looks, they would turn the ball over, allow Barrie to get out in transition. Barrie got some layups, also got some fast break, wide-open three-pointers, were able to knock it down. They were able to hit four three-pointers in the first half. That's something. And, you know, they just weren't all coming from Mariah Bullock. Mariah did hit two, but you also have Melissa Wagler with the three-pointer and Lindley Sheets. So just kind of one of those things when one person starts hitting some shots, it's kind of contagious. So Barrie's actually on a 23-0 run right now and just kind of really stretched out this margin. And it wasn't anything that was real quick. It was just gradual over that second quarter. So it was 21-0 in that second quarter for the Lady Vikings.
So obviously, as a high school kid, you go in and you're on top 32-6. What, as a coach, what's Coach Graber got to tell these girls to finish this thing out strong and not and really just continue to put the pedal to the metal and finish this game here tonight?
Well, I think the whole year they've been talking about, we want to get better. We want to get better, because they kind of knew that coming into this year they might take some lumps as far as in the win-loss. So their whole theme this year has been, hey, let's get better. So, hey, the second half, let's get better. Yes, we're up 32-6, but let's start over 0-0, and let's see if we can reproduce that same kind of effort. And then also, hey, we want to play you guys this third quarter, and then maybe fourth quarter, get some girls that maybe don't get a lot of varsity action, get them some playing time.
Yeah, actually, I mean, absolutely, as far as, you know, because for the girls, the tournament is just right around the corner, and you never know when somebody's going to go down or somebody who's going to have to step up and play some vital minutes in a sectional game that normally doesn't get to play a lot. And these games are a perfect way to get them, you know, field tested and battle ready.
Right. And, you know, with the tournament coming up, you know, yeah, Barrie is 5-11. You think, oh, well, they're not really going to have any kind of shot. But, you know, last year we got to the sectional finals. And, you know, you get the right draw. You know, we played Orleans really well at the beginning of the year. We beat Washington Catholic. We're beating Shoals. So depending on the draw, you get the right draw, and you could be looking at getting to a sectional final. And then, you know, you played the Lady Patriots. You were down 31-20 after three quarters. You were right there. So, you know, this is a team, when they put it all together, they're getting better. And now you add in the mix Tracy Stahl. She had been injured for a few games. She's back in the mix. So I kind of like the way this Lady Vikings team is trending up.
We got about 2 minutes to go here until the second half tips off. We're going to take a break. We'll come back right after this for second half action. You're listening to Barrie Lady Viking basketball right here on the General 95.9. 1580.
Montgomery Medical Associates, offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barrie Sports.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center, as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade, loaded with all the bells and whistles, as low as $21,199. The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Shoals, John Gear and Jeff Doyle, as we are just underway here in second half action. Barrie has the basketball. Wagler, Ainsco has it. She's going to drive in the lane, gets it down low to Wilson, up off the glass, and that didn't take long, Jeff.
No, it sure didn't. Nice little play set coming out. Rachel Wilson gets her sixth point of the night.
Shoals has it across the timeline. Ball is knocked away by Lindley Sheets. Ainsco has it. Ainsco is going to drive baseline, picks up the dribble, gets it to Bullock, Sheets, top of the key, thought about a three, passed on it, gets it to Wagler. Wagler's going to draw the foul. Foul's going to be on number 23 of Shoals, Cassidy Witt.
Barry rewarding Lindley Sheets with her play in the first half. She gets the start here in the second half. Lindley had 4 points, hit a three-pointer, several loose balls.
And just caused a turnover on that last possession there. So nice job so far tonight by Lindley Sheets. As Addison Ainsco, top of the key, spin move, drives in the lane, takes it all the way to the hole, up and in, got it. 36-6 is your score, 7:10 to go here in the third quarter. It's been all Lady Vikings here tonight.
7 points for Ainsco, a nice spin dribble down the lane, just very athletic move.
Nice move by Haley Fisher for 2 points. 36-8 is your score, Lady Vikings. Well in control here, under 7 to go in the third. Wagler, nice skip pass down to Wilson on the block. Rachel's going to draw the foul. Looks like that's going to be on the floor, so Barreve will inbound it under their own basket here. So got to like the defensive pressure and just the overall court vision for the Lady Vikings.
Yeah, anytime you score 29 in a row, that's you're doing something right, and you're not allowing a team to score in a quarter.
Ainsco out to Bullock. Wagler in the corner for three, off the mark, rebounded by Ainsco. Ball is going to be off of Ainsco and go to the Lady Jugrocks.
Yeah, nice ball movement there. You got a wide open look for Melissa Wagler, so that's a shot that Melissa can knock down, just a little bit short on that.
Shoals, air ball to three, rebounded by Shaw. Shaw's going to draw the foul. They're going to count that basket?
Yeah, a little bit of NBA action.
Little
there.
Continuation.
As she gets the bucket, and that's Maggie Shaw's fourth point.
Well, at 36-10, you'll have that. That's
yeah, right. Yeah. So, and you know, nice effort there by Maggie. She's sure played hard all night. Athletic junior for Shoals.
Free throw short, rebounded by Rachel Wilson. Melissa Wagler get it across the timeline with six to go here in the third. 36-10, Barreve. Ainsco steps into a long jumper. Wilson tips it. Shoals comes up with it. And Howell will bring it the other way for Shoals. Gets it off to Fisher. Top of the key. Not a whole lot of movement by Shoals right now.
Yeah, trying to get into an offense. Barreve playing this 2-3 zone.
Ainsco almost with the steal. Three-point attempt from the corner, off the mark, rebounded by Wilson. Going to be picked up by Bullock, and she's going to take it the other way. Up top to Lindley Sheets. Into Rachel Wilson. It's out to Wagler. Kind of reset things for the Lady Vikings. Down low to Ainsco. Lost the handle. Picks it up. Going to draw the foul. And Addison Ainsco will head to the line for two shots here with 5:18 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Addison with 7 points on the night. She's 2-2 from the free throw line. Have an opportunity to add to that total.
36-10 is your score. It's been all Lady Vikings thus far. Ainsco's first one off the back iron. No good. Ainsco set for the second here. Up front of the rim. Next one's bound to go in.
Yeah. Split the difference.
Sheets with another deflection. Nice job by Lindley Sheets, and Shoals will have the basketball, but you just see a lot of movement, a lot of deflections, and just, you know, overall good intensity from the Barreve Lady Viking defense.
Yeah, they've been very active tonight, and just making it really hard on Shoals to be able to do anything.
Shaw has it. Gets it over to Fisher. Fisher's going to kick it out to Davis. Howell with it. Throws into traffic. Sheets picks it up. They're going to call her for a travel, though.
Yeah, nice job there by Lindley. Just once she got it, she just kind of shuffled her feet, got called for that.
But good defensive effort, though.
Yeah. And coming up this Sunday is the girls' basketball draw for the state tournament.
It's crazy how that sneaks up on you.
Well, you know, the girls' season now gets over a week earlier, so the girls' tournament is totally off the boys' tournament. So you get sectional action starting late January.
Shoals with the ball. Fisher. Loses it. Tied up by Rachel Wilson. Possession error will leave it here with the Lady Juggernauts. And yeah, it's you know, just it seems like it goes by so quick for the girls. And as you said, just pushing that up even a week or whatever it is just makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does. And I think actually the girls, it's really good that you got it off the boys' tournament because, you know, the boys' sectional, had you had somebody in your tournament make the girls' state finals, you had to play a sectional final on a Saturday night if that team would get to the sectional championship. And that happened a lot in sectional 63 with the success of the Lady Patriots. But also Bar Eve made it there a time and had to play that sectional championship on a Monday night.
Rachel Wilson off the glass. The bank's open late at night here. She's good for two to make it 38-10.
And Rachel with her eighth point of the night. She creeps toward double figures.
Going to have a phantom foul call here, it looks like. Scholes will inbound it.
And Bar Eve will be back in action this coming Saturday as they will be playing at home against South Knox. Now, that game has also been changed. They moved the time up. I believe that's going to be a 12 o'clock varsity start now because Bar Eve and North Davies boys are going to be playing at 4:45 on Fox Sports. So want to give the girls plenty of time to get up there for action. As I look at it, it actually has it as a 7:30 on John Harrell's site. I believe that's a 12 o'clock start, but you might want to check with Aaron Ash tomorrow.
Free throw up and good from Scholes. While we were discussing that, there was a foul on Bar Eve, and Maggie Shaw made good on the first free throw, steps up to the line to try to convert on the second here. 38-11 your score, just a tick under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shaw makes good on the second, 38-12.
Shaw has 6 points and has four in this third quarter.
Scholes with a little bit of pressure. Bar Eve, no problem getting through it as Ainsco is going to be fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. So they'll inbound in their own basket.
Yeah, Bar Eve, first half, played a lot of people, a lot of subs. They've kind of slowed down just a little bit. McKinsey Swartz and Tripp are the only one off the bench so far for them.
Wagler gets an inbound to Bullock. She'll step into a short jumper and good. 40-12 is your score. Bar Eve on top.
And that's Moe's 12-point, Mariah Bullock.
Witt from the elbow off the glass. No good. Ainsco tracks it down. Gets it to Bullock. Ainsco will get it across the timeline. Ball is knocked away. Picked back up by Ainsco. Wagler has it. Wide open for three. Rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Schwarzentruber. Nice job to get it back out to Bullock. Over to Wilson. Shot is missed. Rebounded by Ainsco. Up off the glass for an easy two-pointer.
And Ainsco, that's going to be her 10th point of the night. Is Addison Ainsco in the double figures.
42-12 is your score. All Lady Vikings under 3 minutes to go here in the third.
And right now, Barry's just taking over the backboards, getting a lot of put-back baskets here in this third quarter.
Have a little couple players down there as they were hustling for a loose ball, and looks like that was Melissa Wagler, and I can't see, was that
I believe Witt. That was 23, Witt, yeah. And that's not too uncommon, Melissa Wagler hustling after the ball, getting on the floor.
Not a lot, not something you see a lot in girls basketball.
No, you don't. So, but nice effort there by Melissa.
Scholes with the basketball. Fisher across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Hurt. She gets it down low to Witt. Drives baseline. Really nowhere to go with Ainsco down there. Gives herself a little room. Ainsco with the block, and she'll come up with it. Heading the other way. Nice spin move. Gets it over to Wagler. She'll fire up three. Short. Rebounded by Schwarzentruber. And as you mentioned, Bar Eve all over the offensive and defensive glass here. As Bullock passes up a three, over to Wagler for a long two, no good. Rebounded by Scholes and Haley Fisher.
Yeah, nice unselfish play there by Mariah Bullock. She could have shot the three-pointer. Instead, she kicked it over to Melissa Wagler. Sometimes you get in these games when, you know, the wide margins, you know, people go out there looking for their own stats, and that's good to see that these Lady Vikings are really still playing team ball.
Absolutely. It's hard to do when you're up 42-12 with 2 minutes to go in the third, but definitely they're just wanting to help each other out here tonight. It's Wagler with it up top to Swartz and Truber. Ainsco. She's going to drive. Nice move to split the defenders up off the glass for two. 44-12 is your score.
And that's 12 points for Addison Ainsco.
Fisher. Get a foul called on Ainsco for the reach.
Yeah, and Ainsco just has those long strides. She was out of the three-point line in just like one dribble, and she's at the bucket. So Addison being more effective with that, you know, driving towards the hole, really getting somewhere, putting the onus on the defense, and she's a tough cover.
Tracy Stahl checks into the game for the Lady Vikings as Ainsco is going to take a seat. Fisher set to inbound it for Scholes. Nice job by Scholes there. Nice little inbounds play that they had drawn up. And Alyssa Howell drew the foul, and she will be headed to the free throw line. Or no, they're going to call it on the floor. I'm not sure how that happened. Be that as it may, Scholes will inbound it.
Yeah, Barry will take that.
Yeah, certainly. Howell is going to get fouled. Now she's going to go to the line for two shots.
Yeah, Alyssa Howell with 2 points on the night. She has one field goal for the sophomore. She made a nice little drive in there and with a little 15-foot pull-up, and that's the cardinal sin that you don't want to do is foul a jump shooter.
That is no good and will enrage any coach as quick as anything.
Exactly.
Minute 17 to go here in the third. Second free throw on the way. No good. Rebounded by Swartz and Truber. 44-12 is your score. Bar Eve on top as Wagler pushes it, pulls up, thought about a shot, gets it to Swartz and Truber. Stahl over to Bullock. Wagler for three. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Rachel gets it back out to Wagler. Thought about it again, gets it to Bullock. Mariah with a little floater in the lane and got it.
Wow, nice shot there by Mariah. And she could have settled for a three-pointer instead. Little pump fake, drove down the lane. Nice 5-foot pull-up in the lane for her 14th point.
Shot off the mark by Scholes, rebounded by Wagler. That's a thing of, you know, taking what the defense gives you. And they gave her that, and she wisely, instead of settling for a 17-footer, went in for a more high-percentage shot as Tracy Stahl hits from three.
Yeah, nice job there by Mariah Bullock, driving in the lane, drew the defense, kicked it out to the right wing, and Tracy nails a three-pointer.
Fisher fires up a wild three-pointer. Off the mark, and that's how we're going to end the third quarter of action on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Barre 49, Scholes 12. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Scholes, John Gear and Jeff Doyle as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of action. Barre Eve will have the basketball on top 49-12. As it's been all Lady Vikings here tonight. And you know, Jeff, there's a fine line between kind of fine-tuning the offense with your, you know, your core group of players and getting those other people playing time as Rachel Wilson shot is no good. To try to figure that out as we get closer to the tournament in a game like this, obviously that Barre Eve's gonna come away with a win. Where's that line?
I think probably 5 minutes. If you get under 5 minutes, I think probably need to pull all your starters. You know, by them, you want to give them another couple minutes, but then play your bench. And I think you'll see Coach Graber do that.
Two-point basket was good on the other end from Scholes. from Maggie Shaw, as Wilson on this end is going to draw the foul and head to the free throw line. And that's, you know, and sometimes there's some different of opinions, but the bottom line is the coach has to get this team ready to play in the tournament.
Right, yeah, and I think it's and some coaches do it different. When you have a big lead like that throughout the game, they'll put in some subs here and there, mm-hmm. and then they just kind of keep their starters playing the whole game, whereas some people wait until maybe the last 4 or 5 minutes, and then they just give their bench those last 4 or 5 minutes. So I think that's kind of what you'll see Coach Graber is get his starters and the first two or couple players off the bench this action the first 2 or 3 minutes, and then he'll go to his bench.
Wilson makes good on both. 51-15, 7:17 to go. Bar Eve is going to come away with a nice victory here tonight as Shoals dribbles it out of bounds.
And that's 10 points for Rachel Wilson, as Bar Eve has three people in double figures. You got Rachel Wilson, Addison Ainscoat, and Mariah Bullock all in double figures tonight, a really balanced attack.
And anytime you can get three players in double figures in girls high school basketball, you know you're doing something right. Schwartz and Truber. Bullock now has it on the right wing. She gets it in low to Lindley Sheets on the block. Loses the handle, picks it back up. Schwartz and Truber isn't going to be able to come up with it. Nice hustle, though. As just a little bit of a miscommunication there as Kylie Gladish into the ball game for the Lady Vikings.
Yeah, first action of the night for Kylie. Kylie's got a lot of minutes this year. Now with Tracy Stahl back, not getting as many minutes. But still, Kylie needs to be ready because she's somebody that Barry's called on this year and has gave some really good minutes.
Shaw loses it. I say it was off Bar Eve player, so Shoals will have it under their own basket here. Stops the clock with 6:24 to go. And while we do that, we're going to take a quick 60-second break. We'll be back right after this.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back here at Shoals, 5:42 to go. Bar Eve on top, 51-15. Shoals with the basketball. Hannah Davis gets it over to Cassidy Witt. Picks up her dribble. Guarded by Kylie Gladish over there in the corner. Going to get one of those strange late-game calls here. Going to get a foul on Kylie Gladish.
I thought it was going to be a five-second call.
You would assume.
And he was trying not to call the five-second call, but oh well.
Yeah, at this point it doesn't really matter. So Witt will step to the free throw line here with 5:28 to go.
Yeah, and Cassidy has 2 points on the night for the sophomore.
Still has 2 points. No good. Rebounded by Lindley Sheets. I've been pretty pleased with her performance here tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, and Lindley's been one of those that's been she's been getting minutes the whole year, but tonight she's getting a lot more minutes, so this might be a springboard because Lindley really solidifies everything down low, and it allows Rachel Wilson, who's our primary inside player, to kind of step out a little bit. It gives her a little bit more versatility, so some good minutes tonight for Lindley.
Is that Jenna Harrison?
Yeah, Jenna Harrison checks in. Mariah Bullock will check out probably for the final time tonight. Mariah will finish the night with 14 points.
Shoals with the basketball. Hurt over to Witt. To Shaw. Shaw drives baseline. Cut off by Wilson. And hand it off to Witt. She'll fire up a three. No good. Rebounded by Hurt. Shaw. Up to Witt. She's going to fire up another three-pointer. Got that one.
Nice looking shot there by Cassidy Witt. That's her fifth point of the night.
Makes it 51-18 in favor of the Lady Vikings. 4.5 to go here in the game. Gladish brings it across the timeline. Gets it over to Harrison. To Sheets. Wilson loses the handle, picks it back up. Gets it out to Schwartz and Truber. No good. Rebounded by Gladish. Gladish up. No good. Rebounded by Scholes. Hurt comes away with it. Hurt gets it over to Shaw. Shaw's going to step into a three-pointer. Front iron, no good. Rebounded by Scholes. Knocked away by Schwartz and Truber. And Scholes will have the basketball, as
be Ashley Gabhart.
Ashley Gabhart's going to check into the ball game.
Rachel Wilson will go out. That'll be Rachel's last minutes of the night for the senior. She's starting to wind down her career as we're down to 1 week in the regular season.
3:50 to go in this one. Going to have a...
And one there for Haley Fisher, the point guard. That's her fourth point of the night.
Just a freshman. So, seen some good things out of her this evening, even though overall their performance is probably not quite what they hoped. There were some bright spots for the Lady Rocks.
There's no seniors on this team for the Lady Rocks.
Free throw was good. 51-21 is your score. 3:45 to go here in the game as Gladish will control things for the Lady Vikings. Over to Schwartz and Truber at the free throw line. Gets it back to Gladish. Schwartz and Truber, left wing. Gets it over to Gabhart. To Harrison. Nice ball movement. As Sheets will step into a long two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Scholes. As Howell gets it over to Fisher. In the post to Shaw. Shaw, nice little post move there to step around Gabhart for 2 points to make it 51-23.
And there's 10 points for Maggie Shaw. She gets the first person to get in double figures.
Schwartz and Truber over to Sheets. She'll step into one from the elbow. Nice rebound by Gabhart. Back out to Sheets. Going to get a foul called here on Howell. They don't really keep the team. They do. 8, so 6. So not going to have the bonus just yet. As going to have some more substitutions
here. Jenica Helms will check in, and that will also be Caitlin Wood also checking in for Bar Eve. And Caitlin not listed on the program. Caitlin is, let's see what number Caitlin is. Number 20. Caitlin, a freshman.
Helms with it. Harrison into Gabhart. Scholes comes up with the steal. Fisher brings it across. Kicks it out to Witt. He'll fire up a three. No good. Rebounded by Gladish, and she's going to take it all the way up. Got the basket and the foul. Kylie Gladish coast to coast.
Yeah, the freshman, nice job, long rebound. Kylie got it, just went coast to coast, laid it in, got a little bit of body, and was able to be strong enough to lay it in there. Her first 2 points of the evening for the freshman.
53-23 is your score, 2:11 to go here in the game. As Emma Hurt checks back into the ball game for Scholes. Gladish now steps to the line to try to connect on the good old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is on the way and good. 54-23 is your score, Lady Vikings. 2 minutes to go here. As Hurt has it down low, kicks it back out to Witt. Witt shot off the mark, no good. And Barry will bring it the other way.
Yeah, that was Caitlin Wood on the rebound there. Nice job by the freshman. Three freshmen in there for Barry, actually four freshmen. In there.
As Witt comes up with the steal, stops, pulls up from the elbow and got it. 54-25.
Yeah, and Witt kind of getting it going here late in the game. 7 points for Cassidy Witt for the sophomore.
Minute and a half to go here. It's all Lady Vikings. Helms. Harrison. Back to Gladish. Gladish is going to draw the foul. That'll stop the clock with a minute 18 to go.
Yeah, and Kylie will go to the line for one in the bonus. See if she can add to her three-point total here. Some good late-minute action for Kylie.
And as we mentioned, you never know what's going to happen when some of these girls out here now are going to have to play valuable minutes in a meaningful postseason game.
Yeah, and Kylie has been somebody that has played some meaningful minutes this year. So Coach Graber is not afraid to go to her at all.
A steal there by the Lady Vikings. Helms brings it across with a minute to go here on top, 54-25. Harrison. It's to Wood, to Gladish, knocked around. Scholes will come up with it. Ava Smith comes up with the loose ball, and Scholes will bring it across with 47 seconds and counting to go here in this one. Witt over to Hurt. Witt, she's going to fire up a long three, I got a feeling. Maybe not. Shot, no good. Ball out of bounds is going to go back to the Lady Vikings.
I think had she got it back, I think it would have been right.
She was going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, she's been pulling the trigger a lot here in the second half, and she's had a couple of them go down too, so I don't blame her. And I know from playing on this court, a lot of friendly rolls. If you hit that front iron, it's going to go in.
17 seconds and counting to go on this one. Barry is going to come away with a nice road victory, 54-25 over Scholes here as the regular season is coming to a quick end here. And as you mentioned, Sunday, this is the selection show, correct?
Yes, correct, this Sunday.
Well, that's going to do it for the in-game action here as Bar Reeve is victorious 54-25 against Scholes. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to go over some final stats and hand out an award, and we'll do all that right after this.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
John Gear and Jeff Doyle back here at Shoals. Bar Eve Lady Vikings come away with a nice victory here this evening against Shoals, 54-25. And Jeff, let's go over some final game stats.
First for the Lady Vikings. They're led in scoring tonight by their junior guard, Mariah Bullock. Mariah with 14 points. She had 2 3-point field goals, 4-4 from the free throw line. She also had 2 2-point field goals. Also in double figures, Rachel Wilson. Rachel with 10 points. Rachel with 4 2-point field goals, 2-2 the line for her 10 points. Also in double figures, Addison Ainsco, the sophomore. She had 12 points. She was 2-4 from the free throw line. And then she had 5 2-point field goals for her 12 points. But Kinsley Schwarzentruber did a nice job off the bench tonight. She had a field goal for her 2 points. Then you also have Melissa Wagler. Melissa Wagler got all her points in the first half, courtesy of 2 3-point field goals for 6 points. Melissa was also 0-2 from the free throw line. Lindley Sheets gave some really steady minutes tonight, played a big role in this Barrie victory. Lindley with 4 points. Lindley was able to hit a 3-pointer, was 1-2 from the free throw line. Also had several deflections, steals, 4 points for Lindley Sheets. Tracy Stahl. Tracy was very steady tonight. Tracy was able to hit a 3-pointer for her 3 points. And then Kylie Gladish got some late minutes tonight. Kylie was able to pick up a 3-point play, had a field goal, hit the free throw for her 3 points. For the Shoals Lady Rocks, they're led in scoring by Maggie Shaw, the junior. She had 12 points. Maggie was 4-4 from the line, or 4-5 from the free throw line. And then she also had 4 2-point field goals for her 12 points. Alyssa Howe with a field goal for 2 points. Cassidy Witt, the sophomore, with 5 points. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer for 5 points. Hattie Scott, also a sophomore, with a field goal for 2 points. And then Haley Fisher with 4 points. Fisher had 2 2-point field goals for her 4 points. Quarter scoring, Bar Eve led after one quarter, 11-6. And then the story of the ball game was the second quarter. Bar Eve outscores Shoals 21-0 for a 32-6 halftime advantage. Bar Eve came out the third quarter, outscored the Lady Rocks 17-6 for a 49-12 advantage. And then the last quarter saw Coach Graber clear his bench, and Shoals was able to outscore Bar Eve 13-5. Bar Eve wins it in this blue chip conference affair, 54-25.
Nice victory, especially this time of the year, to win with ease and to really play well, because this is the time where you got to get everything. Everything's got to line up, and you got to play your best basketball here coming up in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you saw some different girls get some more minutes tonight. Lindley's been somebody that earlier in the year she started, then went through a stretch where maybe she didn't get as many minutes, starting to get a little bit more minutes. Her minute production's coming back up. Tracy Stahl, injury forced her out for 4 or 5 games. She's back in the mix. So Coach Graber with a few more options going into tourney time, and that's what you want, because you just don't know what combinations are going to work or what kind of matchups you think that you're going to need in different games.
Absolutely. Well, as we wrap up the post-game show here, brought to you by Alex Knapp with German American Investments, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and hand out the Build Ops and Four Tough Player of the Game Award, and we'll do all that in 60 seconds.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused.
Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
John Gear and Jeff Doyle back here at Shoals High School. We get ready to wrap things up here on the Alex Knepp German American Investments postgame show. Jeff, the only order of business left is to hand out the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and that is going to go to...
Well, some people might say this is taking the easy way out, but Barry, we've had three people in double figures tonight. They all had different contributions. We're going to go with Mariah Bullock, Addison Ainscoat, and then we're also going to go with Rachel Wilson. Mariah led Barive with scoring tonight, 14 points. She's able to get 10 of those points in the first half. Then Rachel, I just felt Rachel was just very steady throughout the night, took good shots, made the extra pass. Addison Ainscoat running the offense. Addison was able to get 12 points, got most of her points in the second half. Well, actually, she got 6 points in the first half, 6 in the second half. So I just thought... And that's what you need. Sometimes we struggle to score. We need production out of Mariah Bullock, Rachel Wilson, and Addison Ainscoat. And tonight, they all three were in double figures. And it translates, 54 points for Barry. That's not common for this team to get in the 50s. But I think, maybe we can't expect to get in the 50s, but if we get in the 40s with our defensive effort and the kind of game plans that Coach Graber and Coach Holt can come up with, hey, I think we can be a hard out in the sectional. So kudos to those three. But I thought it was just a well-played game overall. Everybody played well tonight. But we'll tip our caps to Mariah Bullock, Addison Ainscoat, Rachel Wilson, your four tough players of the game.
Absolutely. Congratulations to those young ladies. And as you mentioned, Jeff, I'm sure if you tell Coach Graber that any sectional game he's going to have three players in double figures, he's going to like his chances.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to have that balance. That way they can't key on one person, and that's what's been happening. Addison Ainscoat really is starting to garner a lot of attention. Mariah Bullock's getting some attention. But if you can get all three of those girls going on the same night, you can't have double teams. Somebody's going to be open. So, and that's what I like. And the passing tonight was just really crisp, really unselfish. And the ball movement, swinging it side to side, it was really excellent tonight.
Well, that's going to do it for us here at Shoals. We want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening. We want to thank Renee Lyle back at the station for keeping us on track and on time. I want to thank, especially thank Jeff Doyle for covering for me until I got here. So for all of us here, I want to thank you for tuning in and have a great evening.
Bar Reeve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.